Well, good afternoon to you. Robert Jones filling in for Pastor Barton on this Tuesday, January the 19th. And hope that you had a good day. It's been a tremendous one. And I appreciate the goodness of the Lord and all that He's doing. And we're going to look at our weather, traffic, look at a few other things, and maybe give you a word of encouragement before we get done at drive time today. We'll be back. You're going to do great things.
Now we have big dreams when we're younger, it seems, of a life where we do great things. But life finds a way of taking our...
And it does sometimes, doesn't it? That's about truth. I never really paid attention to them words right there. But oh, how true it is. But it's good to be with you on this Tuesday, January the 19th. And I hope that you're having a tremendous, terrific Tuesday. And appreciate the goodness of the Lord and all that He continues to do. We've had a great day today. It's been a busy one. We're working on a few things. Yeah, we got, let's see what all we got going on. We got Share-a-thons going on, preparation for Share-a-thon. We're looking at things like that, updating firmware and different things of that nature. We'll look more into that here in just a moment. Well, we want to say thank you to some folks that are standing with us here today. AM 720 WGCR is being sponsored by the Midway Bible Baptist Church. They do this in honor of Ricky and Jenny Rackley's wedding anniversary. Well, how about that? I say amen. Well, I appreciate Midway for doing that and for honoring Ricky and Miss Jenny today on their wedding anniversary. Hope it was a good one. And thank you for all that you do, and appreciate Midway and partnering with us here today. FM 94.9 and the Anchor Baptist Broadcasting Network, which includes WGCR.net, the preaching music and the video channel. And don't have anybody standing with us today, but always we do know that there's a collective group of folks all around, literally around the world, that help us on the AM and also on the FM and our webcasting here. And we appreciate the avenues of this and appreciate these doors of opportunity to get the gospel out literally around the world. Well, we are want to send out a happy birthday to Sophia Porter's 4 years old today. That's a big birthday, isn't it? Yeah, it's a good one. And so we pray that Sophia had a good day today from the staff and management of WGCR. Well, where'd we make it up to today? That's a good question. I usually check before I sit down. Didn't do it today. So let me see if I can reach over here. 56? Really? 28 this morning? Not too bad. And a nice afternoon out there. I do know that. It was a little chilly right now. I went outside. It's a little cool. The air's got a bite to it. It's got a little bit of moisture to it, I think. It's what it is. But we'll be heading down. What are we doing tonight on our temperatures? Well, let's go look. We're going to be heading down to 32 tonight. We'll have sunny conditions tomorrow with a high near 50. 29 on tomorrow night. And then got some increasing clouds. A slight chance of rain on Thursday with a high near 51. Thursday night, they're saying mostly cloudy, low of around 36, and no chance of the snow or sleet. They took that out of the forecast for Friday morning. And they're saying about a high near 51 degrees on Friday afternoon. Going to cool off just a touch there on Friday night with 27, 50 on Saturday, 28 Saturday night. And then on Sunday, looks like rain likely and a low of around, mostly sunny, high near 49. Rain likely on Sunday night, Monday, and then Monday night, but no snow. Too warm. And so, yeah, it really doesn't hurt my feelings any at all. That's for sure. But that's our forecast for us here in the mountains. For you folks up around Marion, Little Switzerland, Spruce Pine, there's a little area up here, Boone, and then it just goes up the Appalachian Trail. There is a wind advisory for you folks until 1 p.m. tomorrow. And so be aware of that up in those areas. It could be a little breezy for you all. And just be aware of that here over the next day. Let's take a look at our traffic in around the Asheville area. And right now, not bad. Typical slowdown really is Asheville up around on the backside of 240 Tunnel Road, Merriman Avenue, where all that comes in. I don't know. Why does that slow down through there? That's a good question. It does every day. And but other than that, that's about it. And then we do have a little bit of a slowdown here. Let me see where this is at. I'm trying to pinpoint this here. And okay, it's just well, I guess it's right there at the farmer's market exit. What exit is that, by the way? This is on the westbound side. Okay, that's all the way over at 55. So that's at Oteen. Okay, I see where I'm at now. That's really good to figure that out. Just past Oteen on I-40 westbound, you've got some slowdowns over there. Not a big one, but it is slow. And it's slow from where the parkway crosses over I-40 there, just past where 40 and 240 meet. But this is on the westbound side heading back towards Tennessee. So those folks there has got a little bit of slow up. The Gorge is looking good, and Greenville, Spartanburg, you folks down there, not bad at all. Do have a motor vehicle accident just before you get to mile marker 54, and so let me see where that's at. I'm trying to see if I can't get you some, see what exit that is. That's a good question. Well, it's about a 2 mile backup, so they're on I-85 southbound, and you'll come into slow traffic just past mile marker. Let me see if this will give me 58, so about a mile past that, and you'll see a sea of brake lights, and you've got a motor vehicle accident on I-85 there this afternoon. And then you folks down in Atlanta, Georgia, well, not too bad, really. A little slow downtown, but it's always slow downtown in Atlanta, that's for sure. But other than that, that's about it for us here on our roads, and hopefully it'll stay that way on this Tuesday. Well, Pastor Barton's fine. He's in Puerto Rico. He'll be back Tuesday night, back in the seat here on Friday, he said. And so I'm sure that he'll have a lot going on and things of that nature. Let me say hello to our FM dial, our AM dial as well. We appreciate both of these avenues, and then we appreciate our app. And if you have not got our app, may I encourage you to do that. We've updated our app a little while ago, and it's got better functionality, and I'm not hearing of the crashes and the stops and the things that don't work. I think they got it all updated there, so that's a blessing. And we've got a lot of folks who use that. I've been into many churches, and I've had to stop right, tell about the app, and then you stop in the service because they want to know, well, how do I get there on the service? So we've told a lot of folks about it, and it seems like that's a blessing. We got quite a few folks with us here today. I want to say hello to Alaska, Indian Alaska. I think that's right out of Anchorage, if I'm not mistaken. We got Avon, Colorado, Augusta, Georgia. We got Champaign. Is that how you say that? Champaign, Illinois. We got Plymouth, Minnesota. Toms River, New Jersey. Now, where is that? I don't know that I've ever seen Toms River, New Jersey. We got New York, New York. Lexington, North Carolina. Grassy Creek, North Carolina. Hendersonville, North Carolina. How do you say this? E-N-N-I-C-E. Is that Enos? Where's Enos, North Carolina? I don't know that I've ever heard of that one either. Welcome. Brevard, Murphy. Got quite a few in Brevard today. Got quite a few in Hendersonville. We got Flat Rock. We got Ohio is with us here today. Appreciate the great state of Ohio. Matter of fact, Akron, Ohio. Is it Bellefontaine? Is that how you say that? Ottawa, Ontario. We got Beaufort, South Carolina, Rock Hill, and Lancaster. And then we've got a bunch, and I mean a ton of unknowns. And last but not least, Madison, Wisconsin. And so we appreciate y'all a great deal. Hope that y'all are doing well. Thank you for tuning us in here today. And hope that you've had a tremendous, tremendous day. I meant to say this yesterday, and it slipped my mind. They are, and this was updated yesterday, and I got the update on my phone yesterday, and slipped my mind. Transylvania County, they are offering COVID-19 vaccination appointments, and of course, it's the week of the 20th, 21st. Now, the way I understand it, all those appointments for this week have been filled, but they will be offering additional appointments in the upcoming weeks as supplies allow. They say that you can sign up for notifications of when they get more vaccines. They say that you can get notified by using the county's notification system. And you can sign up for alerts. To sign up to receive alerts, I'm trying to find where this notification is. That's what I would like to know. There is a call center in Transylvania County. It's open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. They can answer questions, provide up-to-date information, and assist with making appointments and different things of that nature because of COVID-19. That number, and they are experiencing large volumes of calls since they've opened this call center, by the way. And they help to respond to these calls. Transylvania County Library will be modifying their hours and function to operate the Transylvania County COVID-19 call center. And the call center can answer questions, and that number is 828-884-4007. They did say this, though. They say, please be aware of scams. Transylvania Public Health is not maintaining a waiting list for vaccine and will never ask for money to register for a COVID-19 vaccine. Isn't that amazing? You just got to watch out for everything, don't you? And, folks, there is so many scams going on. Just be careful. If you think it's a scam, best thing to do is to, just hang up and call the company they say it is. With technology today, they have ways of, I guess, spoofing. I don't know if that's the right word, or copying or mimicking a phone number that they can. I don't know how technology does it, but they do it. But they can put it on the caller ID that they are calling from this number and really absolutely pick up the number of a company. And it's fraudulent. And so just because it says that it's, and I'm just going to, I don't know, I'm going to make something up, okay? That this is R&J Mechanical Shop. Anybody can take, and I had a phone number to a business, and I don't, okay, I don't have a business, but I'm just making something up. Say I had an R&J mechanical shop, and my number was 828-555-5555. Well, with technology, they can get that number, and they can type it in, I don't know how they do it, and say it's R&J mechanical shop, have my number, and when you see that on your caller ID, it'll say that it's this business, and then somebody behind the scenes will say, hey, I'm from this business, and make it legit. They try to make it legit, let's put it that way, but it's a scam. So be very careful. And the Transylvania Public Health is not maintaining a waiting list for vaccine and will never ask for money to register for a COVID-19 vaccine. So don't give out your personal information. And by the way, how do you think they're going to try to get you to pay for that? Credit card, debit card. And when you give them your 16-digit number and the 3-digit number on the back and your name on the front and the expiration date, you have given them your information. Don't do that. Banks, you know, people can mimic bank emails, different things of that nature. So be very careful about the information that you give out. And emails are getting more sophisticated and look more real every day. And it's sad that people are preying on those in the days that we're living. There's enough going on. We just don't need scammers to add to it. So I appreciate somebody texting in. And appreciate 7889 texting in here. And I appreciate you doing that here today. And so we appreciate I can't get it to open, but I think I've got it here. It is TransylvaniaHealth.org, TransylvaniaHealth.org. And again, you can call 828-884-4007, and they're open. And this is at the Transylvania County Library. There's a call center, COVID-19 call center, and they are answering questions to provide up-to-date information and assist with making appointments and other things of that nature. So let me say this. I appreciate folks that are doing this. And I do know this, that they are being inundated with calls. And so they're if you don't get an answer, just be patient, try back again, and I'm sure somebody will eventually answer you. I don't know if they got a queue where you can get in a queue and say you're the next caller or you're third one on the list and all that stuff. I don't know how it is. I never called the number. But I appreciate them doing that. And I'm glad that there's some help out there for folks that maybe you don't have an answer. And I know a lot of folks got a lot of questions today. And in days past, there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of things going on. I know that. But there is vaccines coming. And so, but they are out. The week of, they're already booked for the next week. So hopefully they'll get some more vaccines for those that are wanting to take that shot. And if you want to get some updates of when the notification, when they're coming, that you can get signed up for that. Somebody texted in and said they had a call from allegedly Social Security saying that I had fraudulent activity on my account, and if I did not talk to a representative, then I was going to be charged with fraud of some sort. And when they, and of course, when it asked if I wanted to press a number to speak to a representative, they just hung up. Yep, they're not going to call you. They're going to send you a letter with your name on it. And it'll be a certified letter. It'll be a letter with, by the way, it will be a letter with your name on it. It won't be dear customer or something that looks, but I find it to be very true that the places that I associate with, if they send me a letter, send a letter with my first and last name. That's how they do that. They're not going to do that. And then, of course, they're going to be asking, well, we can settle this if you will just do this. And that's how that goes about. I think I broke the warranty. My car's out of warranty calls. I think they have finally stopped calling me. How did I do that? Well, I talked to them and asked them if they could warranty a Model A. And I don't have a Model A, but they hang up. I just would like to know if they could warranty a Model A. And they did that a few times, and I've asked them the same question, and they have quit calling me. So hopefully that will stop. I asked one of them, when they called me and asked me what kind of car I had, I said, well, I figured you already knew. And did you know that I've got 40,000 more on my 40,000 more miles on my warranty? It's not running out. Now, they hung up pretty quickly, but which I do have 40,000 more on my warranty. But you're the one. Yeah, so I've done that. That's what I've asked him. I asked him that first time. I said, well, you should know you called me. And I understand. But there's scams going on everywhere. And of course, with all the things of the stimulus money, and they're really ramping up the scams of different things of that nature. Just be vigilant and never, never give them your information over the phone unless you know it's a reputable business that you called and that you're doing business with. And then again, I always do it very safe. I never use my debit card. I don't, deal with somebody. If I do something, I buy gas, I do it on a credit card. I don't do it on my debit card. I'm very cautious about what I do traveling and different things of that nature. Someone says they're scamming from Amazon. Really? Huh. I haven't got that one. I'm sure that, I don't buy much on Amazon. So, as a matter of fact, I could count on one hand how many times I bought something off Amazon. I know I'm different. Everybody buys everything. If we didn't buy it from Amazon here, I think they'd go broke. They with this new Amazon delivery thing, literally, I watched it today. I chuckled. I really did. I chuckled. We literally had one Amazon truck pull in, drop off, and leave. And while they were pulling out, we had another Amazon truck pull in, deliver, and leave. I chuckled. I thought it was funny. I really did. Oh, Just got to love it. Got to laugh at something. Yeah, too many sad stories out there. Let me give you something before I leave. I want to give you a word of encouragement today. Tomorrow is the inauguration. They have got, of course, Washington, D.C. is locked down. And they have called up the National Guards. I will say that all Capitol buildings will be under tightened security. All 50 states. I know some cities that are, you know, trying to get things in different places and getting things in different that. And I know there's a lot of unknowns. What will tomorrow hold? Will this happen? Will that happen? And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. I do know that, you know, if the Lord don't return, and if he does, that, you know, those will be left behind. There'll still be an inauguration tomorrow. You know, the church just won't be here for it, which, you know, even so, come quickly. And there'll be plenty in the Capitol that will carry it on. I promise you it won't be empty. And, but may I say, I don't know what tomorrow holds. I know that there will be a lot of news. I know there will be a lot of things on the social media. There will be speculation. There will be conspiracy theories. There will be things that will look true. And may I say, people are putting things out that so-and-so is going to be on this at such and such time, and then it's not true, and then you got to turn around and apologize because you put something out that was false. Can I encourage you to be very careful what you share tomorrow and even from the days ahead? Because everything can look so real. Everything can be manipulated with Photoshop. Everything can be done this and things like that. And so I've seen it probably more over the last 2 weeks where people have posted something on social media, try to be the first, I guess, to put it out there. And then the next thing you know, the next thing they send out, I have to apologize because I shared something that wasn't real. And, you know, and I feel sorry for when people do that. I really do. I hate it. And I don't share a whole lot. I do have social media. I've got Twitter and Facebook. But if you was looking, I don't do anything with them. I mean, I'm just about to the point of just getting rid of them. But I watch church services on them. That's what I do on Sunday night coming home, traveling late at night, is I watch church services on Facebook. I put it through my system in my car, and I listen to preaching, and I listen to Anchor. Usually I listen to my pastor coming home on both services, and on a Sunday night, getting home late. Some nights I get home at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning, some midnight, 11 o'clock. I mean, this weekend's probably going to be about midnight when I get to the house, Lord willing, on Sunday night, you know. But there's going to be a lot of things that's going to come tomorrow with a lot of uncertainty. But can I give you one thing that is certain? And that tomorrow, America will be different tomorrow. The world will be different. There will be executive orders that will be signed tomorrow that will roll back some of the things that Trump has done. There will be some things that will be rolled back that will not be good for America. It will not be good for jobs. There will be job losses when they start rolling back some of the things and taking away our dependency upon our own oil and being the number one exporter of oil in the world to where we'll probably be the number one importer here soon. And, of course, the Green New Deals and a lot of things that's going to come tomorrow for sure in the days ahead is definitely, I'm going to say, there's going to be some job losses. There's going to be things of that nature that's going to be taking place. Yes, it is. But one thing for sure that will not change tomorrow, God will not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's in the book of Hebrews. And may I say, no matter what goes on tomorrow, God is the same. And can I say, there is a God in heaven, and God done something today? I can't embellish it on the radio of what it is. I can't tell you what it is, but it was something for me personally today. And just absolutely just blows my mind what God done today. And it just reassured me today, even much more than I already believed it. It's like God just sort of drilled or even deeper within the recesses of my soul that I have got everything in control. Everything. His word don't change. His love will not change. The gospel will not change. The Lord is on the throne. He is the true King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There's nobody going to take him off his throne. There's a work that still needs to be done. He which has begun a good work in you shall perform it. And can I say he will keep his promises? And it doesn't matter how bad it gets, how dismal it gets, how dark it gets, how hard it gets, and all the things that come with it. God will not change. And there's no politician, no Senate, no Congress, no president, no king will ever change that. So what's going to hold tomorrow? I do not know. What's going to hold a month from now? I do not know. But I do know one thing. Today, tomorrow, God is in control. And he's got everything right where it is. I'm not being fatalistic, and I'm not being nonchalant, but I am saying this, that there were some dark days in the Bible, and I don't think we're living near what some of those dark days in the Bible was of Nero. If you was to read how bad Nero was and how wicked he was and what he did to people was vicious. We're not seeing that in our days. But can I say, there is a lot of things that's going to happen, there's no doubt. But God is in control. And so we're just going to trust him and watch over him and just trust everything he's got. Well, I got to go to the Lord in prayer, and I'm going to answer your question about the emergency broadcast system. There's nothing out there. And I know that's a big thing. It came up last week. It's come up again this week. They send out bulletins every day, about every week. And there was no thing on martial law. There was none of that. I've got the email. It's just all the things that they do is just a reminder to the radio stations that you have to have the latest firmware updates to get all the things that are required of a radio station. That's what was on that FCC. I read it. I know what was there. And it was just a lightly reminder to all radio stations, make sure your equipment's up to date. And can the president take over the EAS? He can. That's been there for three years now. That hasn't changed. It's just that there was a thing that went out, yes, on the 7th, but it was just to remind stations to make sure your firmware is up to date. It's really what it come down to. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, again, we thank you, we love you, we adore you, and Lord, we give you the glory for all that you do. Lord, I pray that you touch our nation. And Lord, in wrath, please remember mercy. Lord, touch the hearts of your people. Lord, I do know that there's going to be some things that's coming and in our days of uncertainty. But one thing is for sure, you're alive and well. Lord, you're in control. And Lord, it does not change tomorrow what happens. I'm going to trust you just as much tomorrow as I did today, and if not more. So, Lord, I'd pray that you'd encourage your saints, revive your people, save that sinner, the sinner that's nearest hell. Help us to focus in on you and to get the gospel around the world and in our local communities. Lord, we love you. We thank you, we praise you, we honor and we adore you and you alone. And we ask it in thy name.